Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
We are back. This is the Capital Fillmore, our second hour. We're talking to Cynthia Davis, that just come in with us, was Donna Ivanovich, the Constitution Party. And this is one of the last hopes we have to really change what's going on in government. Morning, Donna.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, you gave us a pretty good candidate in having Cynthia Davis come in here.
Oh, the Lord has really blessed us with her, that's for sure.
That's good. Kind of give us an idea how you guys got together.
We've known Cynthia for a long time and have followed her in the state legislature. And, in fact, we invited her to speak at one of our chapter meetings out in St. Charles County in Missouri. And she was just so very well received, and she's just right on all the issues here. She and Ron Paul are just two peas in a pod. They are both constitutionalists. They will stand up for what is right, regardless of any consequence. And their own party, you know, it retaliates against them and ridicules them. And like in the case of, I guess, Ron Paul, they call him Dr. No, because both of them legislate and vote according to constitutional principle instead of with their party. So this is the kind of person we like. And I really offer a challenge to your listening audience, Louise and Tom and Serge, because, you know, people that listen to your program, I'm sure, are independent thinkers. And they are passionate about our country. And now is the time that we can elect someone outside the two-party machine, the controlled two-party machine, in Cynthia Davis. She would be the first and only so far person in a statewide office that could be elected outside of that two-party machine. And I implore everyone in the country to get behind this woman, because if we really want to make a difference in our country and in our states, we have to start at the state level, and that's reality. And they look at us, you know, these parties that are, you know, lesser than a Republican and a Democrat, and they ridicule us, and they look at the money that we bring in, and they look at our structure, our organizational structure. We have to prove to these people, to the media, that are so critical, the Tea Party people who are so entrenched in the Republican Reformation that is not going to work. And, you know, we need to prove to them that we can create a structure and a support system behind Cynthia Davis. We need to give her tons of money and lots of $5 bills and lots of $5,000 bills and anywhere in between. And that's all I can say. I'm so excited about her candidacy. And everyone in the country should be excited about her if they truly love our country and really want to make a difference.
Wow. The best part is you're getting a statewide candidate. Okay.
Yes.
Where this is different from a legislator who is kind of stuck in whether the speaker allows him or her to do something. You know, Cynthia will have the option. She, as a lieutenant governor, she has a bully pulpit. And if we're behind her and we give her the information she needs and make sure that there isn't an information lost. People like Donna, people like you, me, and others, they are helping her in office, making sure that she is not disconnected. See, and that's where government gets it. Am I right, Cynthia? Is the disconnection.
Vote Cynthia.com.
Very good. We got a 3-minute break coming up, everybody. We're going to have a wild show with these three wonderful women just going at it. So we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. and I am always telling people that Extendivite can extend your life. Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on Extendivite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ, and I want to update you on how Extendivite has been working for me. It has been 1 year now, and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend Extendivite to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Get your lust for the rich man's gold. All that you need is in your soul. And you can do this.
We are back.
You know,
off that song.
That's
cool.
A great song, but Matt kind of blew it on us. He's got these three wonderful women that are just telling us what we should be doing, and he's playing Simple Man.
Oh, no, I like that one. He's thinking of you.
Great song, probably, hopefully. Hey, Al, are you still with us, buddy? If Al from New York's still on the line, come on and join us. Al, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. I just have a thought that I wanted to put out there. It's about money and control. What if we all sent all of our federal tax money to our county government and let them pass it along to the feds with a list of demands? Would that work at all?
Well, that's a great suggestion. And one of the ideas that Louise was working on while she was in the Capitol was paying it in a fund at the state level, and the state would only give it to the Fed if the Fed stayed within the bounds of the Constitution.
Right.
So that's
gotta get that in there. The state bank.
Definitely something we promote and encourage. Not necessarily the county level, but that's the state level would certainly do wonders.
Now I will ask Cynthia this: should we get the money out of the hands of legislators who don't know what they're doing?
Yeah, that is the only positive side of all these tax credits. Is it does tie up the money and force it to go directed toward one place. And that, frankly, though, there is so much that needs to be contained and redirected The budget is nothing more than a statement of your priorities. And when the national government decided that they want to fund Planned Parenthood and the Republicans went along with it and other things that are really way off topic for them, you know, somebody needs to hold them accountable. Now, I can't fix every government all at once, but, you know, one at a time. This is why I would be the perfect person to hold the people accountable in Missouri, because there is a lot of waste and fraud and abuse going on in our budget as well. There's waste, fraud, and abuse in every budget. You just have to look for it and determine what is the priority of this level of government. So I, excuse me, I love what we're talking about because it's time to get into what really matters. About a third of our state budget is spent just on social welfare.
Wow.
Another third is education, and a third is the essentials of government. So, I mean, there's something that is out of kilter here, and we need to get it back. And because charity should belong in the home. Charity starts with the family, and then from there spreads out to churches. And from there, if church can't handle it, then the community might be able to do something to help. But that's as far as it should go. I mean, we can all help ourselves and do it with love.
Do you know that in the state of Missouri, the Area Agency on Aging used to be responsible for taking care of the elderly? The budget for them was literally 1% as this today. Then they all these groups came in to start administering, in-home health, this, that, and everything else. And you literally through the roof, we're talking about 100 times, that money has gone into supposed services. But did you know that most people can't get services? So where's the money going? The money's going in the hands of groups and corporations who were able to lobby well to get their foot in through the legislature. Okay? We need to go back to a system by which we're not being corrosive, that money. On top of that, you have the interest-bearing debt on the money that comes through there. Because as you know, Cynthia, everybody gets an IOU. Then they go in and they get a mental health, social services. Then they get a loan. And that interest-bearing debt that is on there also.
Well, it's time for it. Yeah. Go ahead, Louise. Go ahead. I just want to say we have to couple our good intentions with sound economic principles.
Absolutely.
What we've got right now are not very sound economic principles. We've got people who are pandering, and the money goes to whoever screams the loudest. So the squeaky wheels are getting the grease, and we're not really correctly assimilating the money and dispersing it where it should rightfully belong.
Al, did you have any more comments or questions?
Yeah, I suggest that before this year's end, we get some kind of movement going where everyone sends their money to the county legislature.
I think they need to send their money to elect Cynthia. I will do more good for our economy than any place else. Trust me. If I get this office, and when we get it, you're going to see everybody sit up straight and pay attention. I am here to raise the iron shade on government. Too many of these back deal things are happening, and the citizens have no idea. But if we knew, we'd be outraged.
You got a big spotlight, and there's a lot of cockroaches, isn't there, Cynthia?
Well, and, you know, once Cynthia gets elected in the state of Missouri that's outside the controlled two-party system, all other 49 states are going to be looking to Missouri, the show-me state, and all the other states are going to start saying, yes, we can do this. We can elect outside this controlled two-party system, and we can take our states back.
And then the serious people that actually want to make a difference, whether they're in the Tea Party or whether they're in the Occupy movement or whatever, they say, oh, man, that's what we want. We want what Missouri is getting. We want people to stand up and say, heck, no to these federalities.
That's right. That's right. And Cynthia is our pioneer. She can do it with everyone's help.
Very good.
And that's coming from the party system. But she's been through the party system. She's seen what it is. She's been through the control system. And it's come out and said, no, that's not the way it's going to be. That should tell you something.
And Al, we appreciate your input, Al. And Cynthia looks forward to opening up that envelope with a dollar bill or two in it from you.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Al.
I also wanted to say that so much money does go in the wrong coffers, and there are private entities that are making a profit off of our state tax dollars. And then they donate to the candidates who are going to make sure they get more money in their coffers. So it's not really a donation to a campaign. It's actually an investment because they're going to get back from it. If you look at the ethics reports, you'll find most people donating are really businesses and large corporations and political action committees, not real people.
Yeah, when you visit Jeff City, you can very much see who runs our government. You see all these suits running between office to office and all these lobbyists, and that's really who's deciding what our future is. Instead of you and I and our neighbors up there, we see these lobbyists, and they're in control of the situation.
The real grassroots people out there are you and me, Tom, and Louise and Cynthia. And if the grassroots really mean what they say, then they need to send, you know, that grassroots money to our campaign, because we do not receive funds from the lobbyists and the corporate dictators. That means
nickels, dimes, and pennies, because they add up.
If you
don't have the money to donate, okay, take one cup of coffee out of your day, or take, you know, I know that's hard, but just find something. And get it to them, because it doesn't take much. Let's add it up. If you had 100,000 people or a million people, and everybody gave $1, she'd have her money.
My gosh, we'd be in heaven.
If some of the listeners aren't familiar with how the political process works, in Missouri, and I'm sure in most states, they have Lincoln Day events for Missourians. For the Republican candidates, and it's like a machine where people automatically come, donate money, and support the chosen Republican Party person. Well, unfortunately, the Constitution Party is a younger party, so we don't have that infrastructure, so that's why it's so critical.
We're going to start having a Constitution Party,
exactly.
Constitution Day parties.
And that's what I was going to throw out there. If you had a group of people that you can get Donna and Cynthia in front of, and have them come speak and actually be part of that process and get people drawn into the situation. That's one of the things I'm sure you guys are looking for.
And I can promise you, you'll get your money's worth. We are going to put on a show like Missouri has never seen before. We've got the table set. Yeah, we're ready. I mean, I have got the time, energy, and money and effort behind me. The momentum is building. And the reason it's building is because people are so fed up. What happened in St. Louis just 2 weeks ago on Tuesday was the Missouri House had a vacant seat, so they held a special election. And in a very Democrat county, in a very Democrat district, they had a choice between a Republican, Democrat, and Independent, and the Independent won. So that gives us all hope. There are plenty of people out there who are ready to say none of the above. Give me liberty. Let me just correct it now, and we're ready to do a correction. And that's why I'm excited. So everyone, not one person can't do everything, but everyone can do something. And even those who don't have any funds to donate, if they donate their time, Donna has a job for everyone.
Yes, I do.
And also, guys, if you have a piece of land, near a freeway or highway, a bulletin board, something they can put it on there, anything. You've got a whole bunch of kids, amen. They can go hand out flowers and flyers with you. There's no way there's something that we can't use somewhere.
Right. We're going to be in a Christmas parade on December the 10th. We need bodies just walking in the parade. How fun is that? My gosh. We're going to throw candy to the kids. Going to be in House Springs, Missouri. It's right outside of St. Louis County. And we're willing to go to other places, too, if people would just be our eyes and our ears and let us know where their events are, the fairs, the festivals, the coffees, whatever, the church functions. Let us know. Cynthia will be there.
Hold on. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
We are back. Okay, while we're on a break, sometimes on the commercials, the best questions are asked. So, Sergey asked a question, and you want to go ahead and pose that on the air, Sergey?
Yes. Well, we have diverse listening audience, and probably a lot of listeners already know something about Constitution Party, but for those who don't know, I would like to ask Cindy a question. What is major political platform do you have, and what would be the major issue you're going to be tackle if you get elected?
Well, first of all, this is Donna. I'd like to just kind of address a little bit about the Constitution Party platform, because Cynthia just, I mean, she fits into it like, you know, 99.9%, okay? The Constitution Party platform can be viewed on our website at cpmo.us, okay? That's constitutionpartyofmissouri.org. But anyway, what I want to say is each plank in the platform, and there's 39 of them, are all in alphabetical order except the first one, which is the sanctity of life, because I guess we feel that that is the most important plank in the whole platform. But everything else is in alphabetical order. So you can just go to the website and pick out an issue that's important to you and click on it and see how we stand. Now, the main thing, that what's so magnificent about our platform is that it is every single plank is prefaced with a authorizing link to a statement in one of our founding documents. So in other words, it's not just our personal opinion about how we think things should be. It is that the way we stand on a particular issue is exactly designed in the Constitution or the Declaration, the Bill of Rights. It is the way government should run. And we have just strayed away from it for so long that a lot of people don't even realize the individual liberties and the freedoms that we have lost because we do not adhere to the constitutional solution. So I'll give that to Cynthia because she truly understands it. And I don't know if you talked about this earlier, but last year, or the last year that Cynthia was in office, she was recognized as Missouri's number one most constitutionally voting member in the state legislature, and that recognition was given by the Young Conservatives of America out of Springfield. But that is a significant recognition because she every vote she passes is a constitutional vote. So you can always trust what she will do. She is faithful not only to her marriage and her husband, she is faithful to the Constitution. So we can always trust where she stands and what she will do.
And I bet Jay Nixon will be afraid to ever leave the state.
Amen to that.
But here's the quickest way to sum up what I'm going to do. I will be the designated driver in a room full of drunks. That help you get the picture? They are intoxicated.
Wait a minute. You already know that there's a room full of drunks in the legislature.
They have become...
She knows what I'm talking about.
These people have become intoxicated with power, and they are not clear thinking any longer. And just like somebody who has become inebriated, they need somebody to navigate. If I can get there into this lieutenant governor's office... You're going to see us blow the fog out of state government, and you'll see somebody who will hold up the correcting language on all of the bills that they're passing. Did you know only 41% of the bills that passed out of the House this year and made it to the governor's desk were constitutional? Mm-hmm. That means 59% were not constitutional. And the other point is the governor, the House, and Senate have had such a love fest up there in Jefferson City, you can barely tell the difference between any party. It's become indistinguishable. So there's a desperate need for somebody to hold them all accountable and clarify what they're doing that's constitutional and what they're doing that's not only unconstitutional but removing our liberties. We're seeing it every year. Every year I've been there, and it's even worse this year. And so what we need is somebody who can say, look, let's get this next to the real measuring stick, and I will help them. Trust me, it will be good. We will put on a show for the country like it's never seen before.
Well, we definitely need to tune into that show because we're definitely watching the wrong stuff right now. So basically you're going to be doing the rule of law instead of the rule of the almighty dollar, the corporate dollar, because that's basically what's running not only the Fed but our state level as well right now.
Well, the lieutenant governor is sort of like a vice president. It's not exactly there are no specific legislative obligations. It's the only person who's a member of both the legislative body and the executive branch of government, although I don't get to vote unless there's a tie. But I do get to debate the bill.
Hold on, guys. Hold on.
Very good.
Right,
you have
back.
30-minute commercial break, everybody. Please listen to and support the sponsors, and also take advantage of the Twitter and Facebook accounts for RBN to help spread the message and still get your bumper stickers and business cards and spread the message of RBN. Back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The television lights, they tell you day is night, they tell you wrong is right, but I say, how do you like the way things are today?
We're back. You know, it's nice to hear Tom sing on the radio. That's all I gotta say.
I do a wonderful job. Oh, this is the week Sergey was gonna sing to us.
Sergey's gonna sing.
Yes, well, I don't have a surprise. I will read, not sing. How about that?
No, you were supposed to sing it, so that doesn't count.
Hey, we have a caller.
We got a lot of people backed up.
Yeah.
Well, if you want me to, I can.
Well, as Capital Form turns your stomach there, we're getting people backed up, so.
Okay, we're going to Guy in Arkansas. You there, Guy?
And then Barrett in Idaho. We see you on the line as well.
Yes, good morning, and a belated happy Thanksgiving to you, everybody, and let everybody know that I believe that Thanksgiving was really the holiday after the Civil War that was put into congressional, in the correct congressional record as the true Thanksgiving, and the thing about the Pilgrims, I think, was a little bit of a stretch, but, and that's on, that's within the, congressional record. So anyway, late and happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And I got a question for your Congress, the person that's running for, I believe it is Congress, State Congress?
Lieutenant Governor.
Lieutenant Governor.
Oh, excuse me. I came in late on the conversation. Okay, listen, a couple years ago, I saw on a YouTube video how the Congress, Congress over there, was passing bills, and there was nobody, hardly anybody in the chamber, and all these other congressional seated people were running around pressing the other guy's buttons to pass bills. And, sounds to me that's pretty illegal to be going and pushing somebody else's buttons to pass a bill.
I think you're thinking in Washington.
No, this was in the Missouri Congress, yes. And it's on YouTube. It may still be there. I don't know. But
there was one person doing that, but didn't he lose his seat?
No, this was so blatant. It was so ridiculous, so blatant. You got guys standing around. They turn around. They punch the other guy's button. One guy walked across the aisle, punched another guy's button. Actually, they even saw one guy punch one state congressperson's button three times. And if you go to YouTube and, I don't know, just kind of do a general search for, however you want to think of it.
There was somebody who got in trouble. A few people got in trouble for it. They lost their seats.
Well, no, I mean, this was really blatant. If you see this video, it's absolutely mind-blowing.
I'm with you. I'm saying is they lost their seats.
Yeah.
They were removed because of it.
Well, I'd like to know that, obviously, if this is happening and there's video evidence of it, it's got to be happening in other legislatures. Is there any way that this beautiful woman that's going to try and run and change things can put some kind of legal enforcement behind some fraud like that? And I'll take your answers off air. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Well, part of the problem, the bigger problem, is not people who push somebody else's button. The biggest problem is when they ring the bell and open the board and the legislators don't know how they're going to vote. And they look up in the balcony to see if they're going to get a thumbs up or a thumbs down from the lobbyists who donated so much to their campaign. That's the problem. The flagrant following the trail. I remember when AT&T used to give me about $500 every campaign. And when I was running a couple years ago for re-election, and I came to them and I said, hey, can I get $500 again? And the answer was, well, no, because that vote cost you. So, sorry, there are too many people who are corrupted by who is the biggest donor. So when Rob Blagojevich tried to sell a Senate seat, and he got in big trouble over in Illinois for that, and yet these seats are bought and sold all the time by people
Thank
who
you.
Want their influence. So what is amazing about winning this John Locke and Adam Smith Award for being the most constitutional legislator is I didn't know anybody was watching, because people like us who are constitutional, we never get awards. No, the big awards and the big money and the plaques on the wall and the trophies, they go to people who dole out the money to the special interest groups. Well, if you're not one who believes in redistributing the wealth, and if you do believe in free markets, then you're not going to naturally be their best friend, because they make their money off of the wealth being redistributed. And so when I won the award, I was just so surprised, because I had never known anybody cared. And knowing now that there are people that care, this is the exciting end of the story, is that deep down inside, what really impacted my life was when Donna said that liberty is internal, that the liberty is inside all of us. And deep down, we all know and recognize when the heavy hand of government is oppressing us. And we're looking for a champion to fight against it and say, get your hands off of us. We are free, and we're unique, and we're Americans, and we're Missourians, and we are the show-me state, and we are about to show you.
And right now, government thinks it's God, and that strikes to the heart of many of our listeners, is we believe there is a higher power, and it's not called government. And I think you're well-versed in that, aren't you, Cynthia?
Well, we've got to look at where our rights came from. They didn't come to us from a written piece of paper. Our rights do come from God, and we need to stand on that and push government back into the box where it came and say, this is the box. We did create it, but you're getting out. There's something called squatter's laws, and what that means is if somebody is on your property for a number of years, he can, after a while, lay claim to your property. And for too long, the states have been letting the national government encroach on our land. It's our property. It's our right. And we let them get away with it. We said, well, I guess if you want to, fine. And there are too many people who failed to educate themselves, and then they were easily duped. And I realized what the problem was when I was filing my state sovereignty bill. And I walked around to try and get my fellow colleagues to sign on to it. And what I discovered through the experiment is that the Democrats don't want state sovereignty in general because they're getting the mission accomplished of bigger government through the federal government encroaching on us. So that philosophically fits with a lot of big government people. But then I had problems with some of the Republicans who were very squeamish about, well, I guess if they said that's the rule, then that's the rule. Well, you know what? It's time for us to get educated and get constitutional again. If we can just show the people that you don't have to be slaves, we're going down this path that's going to lead us to tyranny. And the problem is by the time a lot of people figure it out, it will be too late.
That is right. We're almost there. Yep.
By
the way, I'm sure you're aware of the black box voting situation where the votes can be corrupted. Are you concerned about that in the state of Missouri? And if such, what are your plans to address that issue when it comes to that time?
Well, I was on the election committee for a number of years, and so we heard quite a few bills about the election process. And we should be concerned. And I think what concerned me the most is that we didn't get meaningful legislation passed that would curtail some of the opportunities for corruption. And if
I got to say something. One of the things that is not being talked about is the use of the counting machine, the actual counting machine, Diebold, as a mechanism by way to eliminate people for party use. The Republican Party paid a good chunk of money for Diebold, the last major election, okay, and people ended up not even voting for themselves, even though they showed up and they voted. Didn't even vote for themselves in the election. There was such a corruption in the last election that I have never seen so badly, where you had literally whole areas, nobody except absentee voters counted. So it's one thing I keep telling everybody, make sure that if you're there, vote absentee, vote for Cynthia Davis now, absentee, as soon as you can, okay? Because if Diebold is anything like it did before, they're able to manipulate that vote. And that's not the Democratic Party, that was the Republican Party.
Well, we do have reason to be concerned also that the software company that runs this electronic, all this stuff, is not even a United States company.
Mm-hmm.
So there are plenty
of
places.
They're getting paid.
Yeah, you can actually watch on YouTube one of the design engineers for the system, one of the program design engineers, that indicated that it was designed to be hacked. You know, it's not a secret. You can watch a YouTube video in front of Congress and the whole world spelling it out. So this is something that we definitely need to be considering. If we're spending this time and effort and money to put good people on the ballot, we need to make sure our votes are counted.
I actually had the bill to remove that, the use of those machines.
This is another thing that just totally blows my mind, is where is the outrage from all the people all over the states, including Missouri, when you just said that the voting machines are not even manufactured in this country. That just makes me sick. And that's exactly what the Republican and the Democrat parties have given us people. They have just outsourced everything. That's why we're having such a high unemployment, and people are going broke. They're suffering foreclosures on their homes. If the people don't get their tushies off of the couch and into the streets for Cynthia Davis, we're just going to go down the tube further and further. You just cannot any longer vote for the lesser of two evils. You've got to completely stop, you know, voting for either Republican or Democrat, because even if you vote for dog catcher on one of those tickets, all you're doing is building their party, which is taking us in the wrong direction. I always give the analogy that it's like they're kindling to a bonfire. You know, voting for a good guy, Republican or Democrat, is like the little sticks at the bottom of a bonfire that is helping that fire at the top grow stronger and brighter and more out of control. So we've just got to stop. We got to draw the proverbial line in the sand and stop voting for these guys and supporting them. We've got to all jump on the bandwagon for Cynthia Davis. I don't care, you know, what party you're connected with. It doesn't matter, because Cynthia is the one. She's the one that's going to defend we the people.
Hey, a quick question, and then we're going to go to Barrett. Barrett, get ready in Idaho, but a quick question, Donna. In Missouri, do we need to register as a Constitution Party voter to vote? Tell us the situation there.
No, no. There, you know, you don't have to register with any party in Missouri.
Okay.
You know, if you go to the primary, unfortunately, you do have to pull a ticket, a particular party ticket, in order to vote for their candidates. But then in the general election in November, you know, then everybody is on there together. Now, as far as I know, Cynthia, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but at this point in time, of course, nobody has filed. Filing doesn't even open until the end of February. But we probably will not be in a primary because nobody's going to run opposed to Cynthia Davis. You're kidding? That'd be crazy. I mean, she's going to win.
But there will
the Constitution Party. Oh, yeah, well, you know, the Republicans already have several, and the Democrats have a few. But, you know, they'll have to duke it out for their top guy. But
the nice thing in Missouri, at least, it's not nationwide in Missouri, you do not have to register
right. In
a party. And
that's
what I
right.
want to make
that's
sure
right.
the listeners knew.
And right.
We have a Barrett in Idaho. Barrett, what do you have for us this morning? Are you still hanging in there, Barrett, or did you drop?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I was wondering, why can't we have a liberal system where all the candidates, they either get an allowance or they don't have to pay anything. They can just run because it's becoming a capital thing. The corporations are the ones that have all the money. And, so it's like, you know, if there was a way that, see, Ron Paul only got 1 minute and, I don't know, 30 seconds to talk while everybody else. I mean, they only showed his face on the campaign thing on TV just once or twice, and only for like a second. And when he did speak, they laughed at him. And there has to be a way that they can get, like Paul Wellstone, he was also murdered because he was doing the right thing. They sabotaged his plane. Anyway, liberty means... And freedom, people think liberty and freedom mean the same exact thing. Not quite. Because liberty means equal all over. And freedom means you can do what you want as long as you're not hurting anybody. So I think we need to by the way, did you guys know that the Statue of Liberty was funded by the Rockefellers and that there are ankle chains, shackles on the Statue of Liberty, but you can't see it unless you're in a helicopter or a plane. It's kind of a joke.
It's in the poem. It's in the poem.
It's what?
The original Lazarus, the poem, the Lazarus. Yeah, it's in the original poem of the Lazarus of the Shackles.
Wow. Because I never knew about it until I saw that video. I can't remember what video.
Well,
it has to
do with the people being shackled. And freedom, it's more than you understand. If you read the entire poem, you'd understand. The point is the fact that liberty is shackled, yet it's still, even being shackled, it lifts its lamp high to welcome in those who are being oppressed elsewhere. And then together we can work together. It's hard to explain, but you have to understand the poem, Lazarus.
So that's the thing. And do you guys think that they should have that they shouldn't have two parties. See, what I do, I don't even vote anymore because it doesn't change anything.
It does if you're in Missouri and we have her.
Yeah,
you know what?
Go ahead.
You just said about it doesn't change anything. Let me explain why you feel that way. Because we're always told we have to take the lesser of two evils. And
hold your nose. Hold your nose and vote.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it is.
We don't want to vote. Okay, so do you want once the son of perdition or twice the son of perdition? I mean, we're getting
bad. I want three times.
Yeah. We don't feel like we have a choice. If you went to a car dealer and you knew you were going to buy a car that day and he knew that too, you're not going to get the best car and you're not going to get the best price. You need choices. You need to shop around. You need to see what else you can get. And that's what the Republican Party has done is they've picked John McCain and they're going to pick, if I were a betting woman, I'd say Mitt Romney. And then we're stuck with whoever they put up because we're stuck. And that's not serving us well. I believe history will record with the greatest astonishment what happened when people finally felt like they had a choice on their ballot.
I think we're seeing that now with the Occupy movement. People are mad.
It's like the movie Network. They're mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore. And that's the reason to stand up and vote for Cynthia Davis. She's running for Missouri Lieutenant Governor, and her website is votecynthia.com. And we're also joined by Donna Ivanovich from the Missouri Constitution Party.
And in your state, any other Constitution Party member, any independent member, people who are not part of any party, but check out the background. It's very important.
And Donna, how do people get involved with the Constitution Party?
Well, they can go to our website as well, constitutionpartymo.org or cpmo.org, or they can contact me and I'll put them to work on Cynthia's campaign. We don't care if you're a Constitution Party member or a Libertarian or a Tea Party or whatever, but my phone number is 314-956-6181.
And we got a 3-minute break. We got Michael in New York. We see you, and then we'll get back.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Let me see the land of the free.
All right, unfortunately, we're going to cut the music short. Donna, why don't you give out your contact information again and Cynthia's contact information, and then what people can do to help volunteer to get involved with your campaign.
Okay, please go to votecynthia.com and learn more about Cynthia Davis on that website. There's also all kinds of links there where you can sign up to be a volunteer, or if you just need questions, you can also just call me, and it's 314-956-6181. I will find you a job, or I will give you ideas of what you can do to help. You can the donation button is on her website at votecynthia.com, where you can make a donation no matter what the size. We just need a bunch of them. And or you can go to the Constitution Party website if you want to learn more about them. And that is cpmo.org or constitutionpartymo.org. VoteCynthia.com. That's all I can say. Just keep pushing that because that's where you need to go. We're going to do a money bomb soon. Maybe after Christmas, you know, I don't know. We'll think about that, but we're pretty sensitive to people's needs, you know, between now and Christmas. So
sign up for the Straight Talk newsletter and share that and forward that to all your email lists because we need to spread this message far and wide.
Yes, and you can sign up for her Straight Talk newsletter, and then you can also, if you go to the Constitution Party webpage, you can sign up to receive our messages as well because we forward her Straight Talk in addition to some other things to let you know what's going on around the country in other races.
Hey, Mike in New York, can you quickly get in a comment, and then we're going to let Cynthia close the show.
Hi, good morning. Yes, thank you. Cynthia, all the best to you. It's great to hear some real Americans running for office. And I wish you all the luck. We have to realize the reason why we're in the mess is in God's natural order of creation, cream rises to the top. But in the world of modern politics, only scum usually rises to the top. So that's why it's such a difficult task for you. And I hope everybody in Missouri is listening. And we need accountability. We need honest Americans in office and then hold all these other traitors and racketeers that have taken office accountable for everything they've done. And that's when we can really turn things around. If there's no accountability, then we can't really expect things to change. So God bless and take care.
Thank you, Michael.
And if you're not in Missouri, come help too. Because if you can get a Constitution Party candidate in to Missouri, the rest of them will start tumbling.
Take one state back. And back to you, Cynthia. What do you want to close the show with?
I just want to say thank you. And the spirit of America is coming back. That's the same spirit that rose up and allowed us to fight this war for independence originally. I just want to tell you that I'm proud of everybody who's doing something to make a difference because this is our country and it is our right to take it back and get back to the constitutional principles that made us great. It's like going to the original recipe. If you've got a great recipe that works, just use that recipe. It worked before, it will work again.
And as you indicated, there are people really standing up now. You can see that through the Occupy movement. Some of the people are misguided and misinformed, but the point is people are wanting to make a difference now, and we need to take advantage of that. We need to support people like Cynthia and get them to stand up and support the Constitution Party because they're trying to do the same thing in every state in the union, and that's one of the keys to taking our union back is to have the state stand up.
Yep, it's just capital form, guys. Get out there and help Cynthia Davis. Get out there and help Donna Ivanovich, Constitution Party, do something in your state. Get involved.
And I think Louise is going to have Cynthia on her Women's View show, so please tune into that as well.
The next round.